CRI News, I'm Larry Chen. China called on all parties concerned in Syria to exercise restraint in order to avoid violence or more bloodshed and conflict in the Middle Eastern country. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi made the call in his speech at the general debate to the 66th UN General Assembly session. Yang urged the international community to respect the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of Syria. A recent UN statement put the number of civilians killed in the anti-government protests during the past 6 months in Syria at 2,600. A powerful typhoon slammed ashore in the eastern Philippines, where authorities ordered more than 100,000 people to seek shelter from heavy rains and wind gusts of up to 170 kilometers per hour. With this immense 650-kilometer cloud band, the typhoon threatened to foul weather across the entire main Luzon Island as it moves across the Philippines towards the South China Sea later this week and then heads towards southern China. Nasat is the 16th cyclone to lash the Philippines this year. Police say at least 26 schoolchildren and two teachers have been killed in a bus accident in Pakistan. The bus was returning from a school trip to a salt mine popular with tourists when it plunged into a ditch. Police officials say 40 other people on the bus were injured. The accident happened in Kalakahar, around 160 kilometers east of the capital, Islamabad. Six junior high school students were killed and another six were injured after their vehicle was rear-ended by a truck in North China's Shanxi province. The van, which is allowed to carry a maximum of 7 passengers, had 12 people on board when it was hit by a heavy truck from behind. The van was carrying students from Lung Tuan village to a middle school in town a dozens of kilometers away. Police are still looking for the driver of the truck as he fled the scene of the accident. Chinese authorities issued its second highest alert for forest fire outbreaks in 5 regions of the country's south and southwest. The State Forestry Administration said there will be high risks for forest fires in the provinces of Hunan, Guangdong and Guizhou, Chongqing Municipality and Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region in the next 3 days due to the risks caused by high temperatures and scarce rains. The agency said drought has lingered in most of those areas with precipitation levels at about half the historic averages. Israel freed a Palestinian correspondent for Al Jazeera from custody, saying he had confessed to links with Hamas and had received a suspended prison sentence. Samer Alawi, a West Bank native and head of the Arabic satellite station's Kabul bureau, said after his release that his contacts with Palestinian Islamists were part of his work as a journalist. The Qatar-based station's Jerusalem bureau has occasionally sparred with Israeli officials who accused it of bias. Ending weeks of political brinksmanship, the U.S. Congress financed a dispute over disaster aid in advanced legislation to avoid a partial government shutdown only days away. The agreement ensured there would be no interruption in assistance to areas battered by disasters such as Hurricane Irene, and also that the government would be able to run normally when the new budget year begins this weekend. The Senate approved the resolution after a day of behind-the-scenes talks and occasionally biting debate, spelling an end to the latest in a string of standoffs between Democrats and Republicans over deficits, spending, and taxes. The U.S. home buying season was a bust. March through August are typically the peak buying months in the U.S., but this time, Americans bought fewer new homes in that stretch than any other 6 months period since record-keeping began half a century ago, with roughly 168,000 new homes sold. And sales of previously occupied homes did not fare much better. Combined, total sales this spring and summer were the weakest on record dating to 1963. The figures underscore how badly the U.S. housing market is faring and suggest that a recovery is years away. About 130 artifacts from the Forbidden City, China's ancient Imperial Palace Museum, greeted the French public in the Louvre Museum in an exhibition that will run until early next year. The exhibits, including arms, clothing, bronzes, pieces of jade, lacquerware, enamels, seals, ceramics, and personal effects of the Ming and Qing emperors, some of which are on their first overseas visit. The Louvre, which has no Chinese art department, modified parts of the museum to accommodate the collection. For CRI News, I'm Larry Chen.